With an update on the Prescott Cardinals boys basketball quarantine situation, athletic director and assistant principal Matt Smith joined us to talk about the extension of their quarantine through next week. It's unfortunate, yes, but something the district has to do.
Yeah, you know, tough to be one way to describe it, or just we're kind of trudging through. You know, our boys basketball team had kind of some hurdles to come over this week with some COVID-related stuff. And, you know, it's never fun to, you know, not be able to play games or have practices and whatnot. But it's a situation that, you know, that we're in right now. We're making the best of it. And hopefully, the end is coming up. Been doing some rescheduling and, you know, some communicating and, you know, making sure that everyone's doing their best to stay healthy and, you know, get back on track doing what we need to do. But, you know, we're optimistic moving ahead and what needs to happen and good things will occur. But, yeah, just some patience and understanding is definitely at the forefront with everyone that we need, and you know, everyone's going to do what they need to do, and we'll move forward and, you know, make sure we can make the best of the situation.
Each and every one of us are burned out on this virus. It's been nearly a year, but whether it's the volleyball team or now the boys basketball team, these are necessary steps to keep everybody safe. Is it frustrating? Yes. But more importantly, we need everybody to get healthy once again.
Yeah, without a doubt. Like you said, you know, the virus and the pandemic that we're in, it's been 10 months, but we're just learning new things as we go every day. It changes, and, you know, I understand people's frustrations. You know, everyone just wants to play, and that's a big part of a school experience is being on a team and that collaboration and that piece of it. But safety and health is at the forefront of everything, and, like, things do change. You know, whether it's the testing and the procedures or the amount of, you know, time you need to quarantine, you know, and it's an ongoing, flexible situation. And we got to make sure we understand that. At the end of the day, it's we want everyone to be healthy and move forward collectively and get to a spot that, you know, with the vaccination or whatnot, that we're done with this. But for the time being, you know, we have situations that come up with, you know, positive tests on teams and whatnot. And, you know, then we do have to quarantine. We do have to get healthy. We do have to make sure we're taking those steps to get everyone that we need and where they need to be. And, you know, there's been kids that have had to be in quarantine in different seasons and multiple times. And, you know, that's tough, you know, academically, athletically, socially. It is tough. You know, it's the world that we're in right now, and making the best of the situation is definitely something that we need to do and make sure that, you know, collectively we will get through this. And, you know, brighter days are ahead that we know we can focus on. But everyone has to do their part for us to be able to get there.
More at KDWA.com.